How can we really determine with what niyat the person went? It is not possible for us. And it is not permissible for us to doubt the intention of any person who says that I am going for Hajj, that he is going for any other purpose but Hajj. It is not permissible for us. We have no x-ray to see into his heart. So we must believe that the person is going for Hajj. But it is after the person returns from Hajj that the real display of what was in his heart takes place. That the person who went sincerely for Hajj, it cannot happen, it is impossible, that the person who undertook the trip to Hajj, he went to Arafat, he went to Muzdalifah, he went to Mina, he made Safa and Marwa, he made Tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, he kissed the Hajr Aswad, he touched the Rukne Yamani, he made Namaz behind the Muqam Ibrahim, he made Tawbah and Istighfar and Dua, and afterwards when he returns, if on the very first day upon his return you find no sign of a Haji on him, or within few days he is back to the interest business, within few days he is again cheating and deceiving, within few days there is no Namaz in his life, and sometimes even on the very first day upon departure from Makkah Sharif, right through from Makkah Sharif until they return home, there is not one Namaz that they make on the flight or even at the airport. So that will then be the determining factor that unfortunately this person's Hajj was not with the niyat of Hajj. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever he foretold is true and nothing but true. And there are certain signs also which are so clear and apparent. His miracles when Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away from this world. We don't say he passed away, he died. He passed away from this world. But he is alive. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given him a special life. But Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever miracle of his, when he passed away, those miracles went with him. But one miracle is still alive, and that is the miracle of the Holy Qur'an Sharif. That miracle will remain till the day of Qiyamah, and that is the greatest miracle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But together with that, all his predictions, whatever he foretold, there is no way that a person can find any fault.